So the current status of the case, it's making its way through the UK courts. There is just a application to appeal in the highest court of the UK that was granted following the failure of the US to offer assurances that Assange would have First Amendment protection, and we'll have a chance to unpack this a bit more. But right now, it's going to go to a final appeal in the UK. If he were to lose that appeal, he would face extradition to the US. There could be an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights, which is a superseding regional body that oversees Europe and the United Kingdom. Even though the United Kingdom exited the European Union through Brexit, the European Court is technically, it's a different legal regime than the EU. It's the European Convention on Human Rights, which is a human rights treaty. So it's still binding on the UK. There are some questions about whether the UK would respect the jurisdiction of the European Court, but I think recent years have shown that they would likely take it seriously for a number of reasons, but those are just my personal thoughts. Right now, it's making its way in the UK. I believe they just announced that the arguments will be in early July, they'll begin. And then, depending how that goes, then there could be further application to the European Court or extradition to the US if it's unsuccessful on the appeal.
In what ways did Donald Trump and his Justice Department wield the Espionage Act when he was in office? What can we expect if, God forbid, he returns to office? And how does that compare to the Obama administration and the Biden administration?
So Trump went on a full offensive against the press using the Espionage Act, and he did that by targeting media sources, by targeting whistleblowers. And I think folks probably are well aware of Trump's relationship with the press. He publicized it. He was very, very vocal about it. He literally called the press the enemy of the people. He constantly threatened and made personal attacks against journalists. But behind the scenes too, his Justice Department was expanding use of the act, was expanding its policies of even issues like issuing subpoenas of reporters, of surveillance over reporters, and even contemplating prosecuting the press. The Trump administration changed course on many of the decisions that the Obama administration took. Those were decisions not to prosecute. So one very sad example is that of Daniel Hale. So Daniel Hale was a drone whistleblower. He blew the whistle on war crimes surrounding the US drone program. He exposed evidence how the civilian deaths were way, way, way greater than anything that the US was officially saying, and the so-called descriptions of precision targeting and all of this that we're still hearing actually today, that was all bogus, that actually it was quite indiscriminate and quite uncontrolled. So, Daniel Hale, he was investigated under the Obama administration for allegedly providing that to Jeremy Scahill, and as evidence for Scahill's book, and that the Obama administration declined to prosecute Hale. They said, "Okay, we're not going to pursue this case." But then after that, the Trump DOJ cleaned the dust off of that file and decided to reopen it up. Nothing had changed in the case. They just decided we're actually going to pursue this again. And they prosecuted Hale under the Espionage Act. They were successful, and Hale recently got out actually after serving several years behind bars. So these cases are very, very political, and I think they become even more politicized under Trump. It's very clear, I think, to anyone that Trump would have a huge vendetta if he returned to office. And with a precedent like the Assange case that would apply to anyone on earth, what would that mean under Trump? What would it mean under a Trump DOJ if he's angry, if he wants revenge, and he has a vaguely worded law, which the use of is expanding over the last years and can apply to anyone on earth? I mean, that's a very, very scary prospect. Does it mean that any story in the New York Times he doesn't like could get targeted under the act? And if you hear me saying, well, targeting the New York Times, you couldn't have that. That's just a lawyer, you know, this lawyer Kerry trying to make his case to prove a point. But that wouldn't actually happen. It actually would conceivably happen. Very much so. And the New York Times is
now opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Time circuits on, history lesson thinking caps on, flux capacitor operational. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music in 1 hour. A fast-paced course in music history. This is episode number 118, cruisinthedecades.com. On today's show, Irving Berlin, one of the greatest songwriters and composers of all time. We'll hear hits from Irving Berlin performed in the 1930s and the 1980s. Plus, bluesman Freddie King gives us a 1961 song, later covered by Eric Clapton. And the Saw Doctors, an Irish band, a powerful 90s anthem from a great obscure indie film of that era. And speaking of films, we'll take a listen to a box office leader of 1973. Cruisin' the Decades begins with a recording from the 1910s, and actually this song goes back well before that, a United States patriotic song that dates back to the Civil War, composed in 1861. This is a proper commercial recording from near the dawn of the record industry, 1918. This is performed by Charles Harrison and the Columbia Stellar Quartet. And I think you're going to know this piece of music. This is the Battle Hymn of the Republic on Cruisin' the Decades.
Coming of the Lord, he is tramping up the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible quick sword. His troop is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah!
Of a hundred circling camps, they have builded him an altar in the evening guilt and dance. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah!
In burnished rose of steel, as ye deal with my contemners, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah!
that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Well, if I had my way, if I had a whole week of fun, if I had a large ass building down, well, I don't want a woman, fine, fair, a pleasant looks, a cold black hair, and all the game goes, sounds in mind, a fresh old woman, I look so fine. A wedding with Timothy, I can't tell. A daughter of Timothy, I play that well. A time I told his father, I'm going.
Me Lord, if I had my way, well, if I had a wicked one, if I had a long child building down. Well, Samson's mother replied to him, can't you find a woman of your kind and kin? Samson, will you please your mother of mine? Go and marry Fatty for last time. Let me tell you what old Samson, well, it broke as a long the lion run. Samson was the first man along the touch, because Fatty Lion got up on his line. Hey, written that he killed a man with it. There's something that is hanging in the line of jaw. Well, if I had my way, if I had a wicked one, if I had a long time to down. Well, you really please to tell it to me, how I need all the can't fool me. Well, you really please to tell it to me, how strong all the can't fool me. Time to get it on my head, I have to look. Well, I'd be better, honey, in the lion head. Well, if I had my way, well, if I had find his hand was walking alone. I looked on the ground and found a jawbone. And moved his own ropes up off like three. Got those blades three, down over dead alone. If I had my way, well, if I had a wicked one, if I had a low-tide building down. Well, Samson's strength for to never find out. Tell it begin to wonder about. I tell his wife that I'm on his knee. I tell me why straight a lie have you be. Samson, why she you talk so fair? Told his wife to cut off his hair. Shave my head, clean your hand. Well, if you come and that's your man. If I had my way, well, if I had a wicked one, if I had a long time.
Cruisin' the Decades, the history of modern music. Over 100 years and all genres welcome. We're in the early decades right now. We do it chronologically. Cruisin'thedecades.com. That's the roots of all of it right there. The early slide guitar, the early gospel blues. That's Blind Willie Johnson. It's called If I Had My Way, I'd Tear This Building Down, 1927. Cruisin' the Decades, a musical time travel journey. and I'm Brad Savage. Check out cruisinthedecades.com for all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand. You can submit a request too. Think if there's a very important song in your family's history, like a grandparent's favorite song or a song that meant something to a young child or something like that. We've got 100 years of music to work with. We can find just about anything. Go to cruisinthedecades.com for your listener reports and requests. And let's go into the 1930s with the legendary work of Irving Berlin. One of the most famous, one of the greatest songwriters of all time. We're going to hear two of his songs on today's show. Let's begin here in 1934 with Rudy Valli's orchestra. And this is A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. This is 1934, Cruising the Decades.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
Improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
They make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
to Trinidad. They got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice. Make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar. From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave. Make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love. Next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
On the early pop charts in the 1940s, that song was an absolute smash. Number one for 10 weeks in 1945, the Andrews Sisters with Rum and Coca-Cola, a calypso-style song, cruising the decades, over 100 years of musical enlightenment. CruisingTheDecades.com for the website. And hello to listeners who hear the show on stations like WTSQ, The Status Quo, a station that is anything but, located in Charleston, West Virginia. Cruising the Decades is also broadcast each week on KMSU, The Maverick, from Minnesota State University, Mankato. In southern Minnesota, Austin, Albert Lea, Mankato area. Bedford 105.1 in Manchester and Bedford, New Hampshire carries our program. And our very first station, KSKO McGrath, Alaska. On a network of 9 stations broadcasting hundreds of miles across Alaska's interior. Submit your listener report and song request at cruisingthedecades.com. Sun Records, Memphis, Tennessee. There's something going on in the late 50s at Sun Records. This is Carl Perkins, Honey Don't, 1956, on Cruising the Decades.
You say you will when you won't. You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Baby, and you ought to know, I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey,
Journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Jump in, my baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. Oh, well, I'm told on, I'm almost level. Almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this
That's blues man Freddie King from 1961. I'm Tore Down, a real blues standard right there. It got a nice revival round about 1994 when Eric Clapton did his blues tribute album From the Cradle. Also, Gary Moore did that song around 2021 or so, but a lot of blues artists have done Tore Down through the years. I enjoy following the different versions of some of these songs. CruisinTheDecades.com, one song per decade, and an audio history book of life and culture and films of a certain era as we move now into the 1970s. A big film, a blockbuster of 1973. Let's listen to this movie trailer.
MGM presents Westworld.
Your attention, please. We will soon be landing at Westworld, the ultimate resort.
We have you on grid 5, over.
It consists of 3 worlds of the past.
Locking in now.
Worlds where you can live out your every fantasy. Each resort is maintained by reliable computer technology and peopled by lifelike robot men and women.
Let's stand by for resort activation.
Activate now.
Our robots are programmed to provide you with an unforgettable vacation.
You mean to tell me he's a robot?
Many elements of the Delos Resort are potentially dangerous. That's part of the appeal.
Westworld from MGM. Starring Yul Brynner, Richard Benjamin, and James Brolin. Westworld, the ultimate resort. Boy, do we have a vacation for you. For you. For you. For you.
Who wouldn't love a little dystopian science fiction? I remember being allowed to watch that movie at a young age, and I was terrified. Well, then Westworld got a nice reboot by HBO for a couple of seasons in 2016. That was a major film of 1973, and a brilliant band, a terrific song, musically speaking, in 1973. This is Faces with Glad and Sorry. I'm Cruising the Decades.
Thank you.
a custom-selected, hand-curated selection of the most interesting records ever recorded, one song per decade, for over 100 years of music. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition, with your host, Brad Savage. Cruisin' the Decades.
You don't know where to go to. Why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the midst, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.
On the Ritz means to wear fancy clothes and go out to a high society event. That song dates back to the 1920s, but that is Taco with the 1982 version of Putting on the Ritz by the legendary songwriter Irving Berlin. Earlier on today's show, CruisinTheDecades.com, earlier we heard a Irving Berlin composition performed by Rudy Valley's orchestra in 1934, but Putting on the Ritz was popular a number of times. Fred Astaire sang that song. Meanwhile, Irving Berlin lived from 1888 to 1989. He was 101 years old. Just unparalleled in popular songs, the Great American Songbook, and ragtime and Broadway musicals and show tunes. He wrote songs like Cheek to Cheek and Blue Skies and Alexander's Ragtime Band and There's No Business Like Show Business. And my goodness, the man wrote White Christmas. An actual human mortal wrote that song. I get so excited about this stuff. I'm going to need to sit down for a moment. I'm Brad Savage, cruisingthedecades.com, broadcasting from the rubber city of Akron, Ohio, USA, the home of Goodyear and Firestone and General Tire, the rubber city where we broadcast on the Summit FM in Akron and across much of Ohio. We started this show in 2020 during the pandemic. Now, Cruise in the Decades is self-syndicated to more than 50 great independent local and community radio stations worldwide. Find out about our little community and radio universe at cruisingthedecades.com. Up next is an Irish band called the Saw Doctors, a song here from 1991. I became aware of this song when it was used in a really pivotal scene in a great 90s indie film titled Floundering. Director Peter McCarthy put out this film in 1994, and it's a real look at trying to find your place in this crazy world. It was a really impactful movie to me, a little bit melodramatic at times, but a great, great film, and the soundtrack was outstanding. So that's where I found this song by the Saw Doctors. It's called Sing, a Powerful Song. It's on Cruisin' the Decades.
When the troubles of the whole wide world come knocking on your door, and there's problems of a different kind that you never had before, when you've played against a gale force wind and it changes at halftime, and you find your strength deserting you and an emptiness inside. When there's people that will harm you, though you've done to them no wrong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. Mind dug up and sold, when the factories are all closing like they are in our hometown, and your friends are looking out for work that's nowhere to be found, when the spirits they need are rising to be happy, proud and strong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. When the spirits they need
a global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere, stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air, one broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
To drink now,
too long in the sun,
having too much fun.
You and me and our memories. This is us. This is us. This is us. This is us. This is us.
You're walking at the barbecue.
Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music, one song per decade. We're into the 21st century now. That was 2006 when Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris did their album All the Road Running. Just a dynamic, wonderful release. Got a lot of accolades and fanfare and awards. This is Cruising the Decades. Find all of our playlists and listen on demand every show at cruisingthedecades.com. Now, let's do some shortwave shout-outs and acknowledge our listeners all around the world, especially those who tune in on high-powered, high-frequency shortwave radio all around the world. Here's our European correspondent, Martin, located in Poland, with the shortwave shout-out report.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with her shout-out show.
And now the moment you've been waiting for. Here are check-ins from our listeners. Paul in Atlantic City, New Jersey, caught our show on WRMI via 9395 kHz shortwave, and he actually sent us an audio recording of his reception. I haven't heard it yet, but show's host says the signal sounded great. Bradley in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, USA, listening to WRMI Radio Miami International, reports strong reception on a vintage shortwave radio receiver, a 9065 Zenith Transoceanic 3000, a classic radio. High five for love of vintage equipment, Bradley. Hello to Curtis in Forest Lake, Minnesota, near the Twin Cities area, who is also listening on Radio Miami International. And Bob in New England, Central Connecticut area, who listens every week on WBCQ, The Planet, on 7490 kHz. Send in your reports on cruisingthedecades.com or write email to brad@thesummit.fm. And don't forget to include your name, location, and station you're tuning in.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Martin happens to be a shortwave listener from Channel 292, broadcasting from Germany. She is in Koronowo, Poland, and now she is the host of the Shortwave Shoutouts. This is Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music. Additionally, a special salute to all of our listeners on Joe Radio from Armed Forces Network and the AFN Go app. And Joe Radio transmits all around the world at all U.S. military bases and at all U.S. embassies, like worldwide, everywhere in planet Earth. So thank you for your service, and thanks for listening to Cruising the Decades. Now, 2019, a song from the British artist Yola Carter, or just Yola. That's Y-O-L-A, Yola for short. She moved to Nashville and has pursued a full-time music career working with noted producer Dan Auerbach and Easy Eye Sound. Dan Auerbach is also with the band The Black Keys. This is a great song from Yola. It's called Ride Out in the Country, from 2019. I'm cruising the decades.
I take a ride out in the country, get some wind in my hair, let it all go like I ain't got a care. Forgetting about me. take a ride out in the country. It's all I can do. Where the whippoorwill sings a song so blue.
In the decades, over 100 years of music appreciation. That was Ride Out in the Country from Yola's first album. Now we're up to present day 2024, and we're going to play something by Slash, the guitar wizard. You know him from Guns N' Roses and the rock and roll look for decades now. Well, Slash has recently released a blues solo album titled Orgy of the Damned, featuring guest vocalists like Iggy Pop and Paul Rodgers of Bad Company and Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, Gary Clark Jr., Beth Hart, Brian Johnson of AC/DC. They're all on this record. And here is Slash and Chris Stapleton with Oh Well on Cruisin' the Decades.
About the shape I'm in, I can't say I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. To God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. We'll be right back. Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
And Chris Stapleton with their cover of Oh Well. Originally, an early Fleetwood Mac song, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac did that in 1969. You might know the 70s album rock version by the band The Rockets. But that was from the new Slash Covers and Blues Guests album called Orgy of the Damned. Cruising the decades, over 100 years of music, cruisingthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.